Hello, this is the Exotic Span. Al speaking.
How you doing, Miles? We're down at Oleander Street opposite the Keystyle Automotive place. We've picked up two very young kookaburras.
Yep.
They've fallen out of a mud nest that I've been feeding the
parents,
mums and dads from my place on Beach Street. So what do I do with these two guys? I can't get up to the nest. It's too high.
Yep. So what if they're looking outwardly okay, what I would try and do is just try and get them as high up as you possibly can, whether that's, you know, a meter off the ground or just it doesn't have to be in the nest. Parents should still come down and feed them. Once these guys have started fledging, they'll leave the nest, and so they won't go back. So just try and pop them up as high as you can in a tree, and the parents should still come down and feed them as if nothing's happened.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Yep.
There's one more still in the nest.
Yep.
And two were on the ground here at the end of Oleander Street. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So once they start fledging, they'll leave the nest entirely, and so that younger one or that other one is probably, you know, potentially a few days younger, and it might be a day or two off leaving the nest as well. But they'll all eventually leave, and they'll all potentially find themselves on the ground. So just popping them back up in the tree if you see them on the ground, and the parents will do as they normally do.
I see a place I can take them to.
Yep,
yeah, it's probably, it's in the bush part, and it's probably, you know, got cats at night, so.
Unfortunately, that's something that we're not able to control, but if you do see them, just popping them back up high enough, then the parents will do their job.
Little tree here with some horizontal branches, I can get them up in there.
Yeah, fantastic. Right. As long as the parents are still around, they'll still feed them.
Yeah, they keep coming to my backyard
for food.
Steak that I make believe are snakes.
Yep.
I wiggle them around, they bash them to death for a while, then take them down here.
Yep, exactly. That's what they do. So, as long as those little guys are looking otherwise well, then I'd just pop them back up in the tree.
Okay, thanks very much,
mate. No worries, mate. Enjoy your day.
Well,
okay, bye-bye.